Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. You are all welcome at SCC Krishna Balaram Temple ISKCON Vrindavan for today early Srimad Bhagavatam class. And in this Damodar Kartik Mass, to be in Vrindavan is very auspicious, enriching bhakti, and we are reading the last purpose written by Srila Prabhupada before his earthly pastimes was concluded. And so crystal clear the purpose are, though Srila Prabhupada in worldly vision was not having sound health, he was not eating for days, but his consciousness, which he has put into the Bhagavatam, is crystal clear. And today we request all of you, enthusiastic followers of Krishna Conscious Movement founded by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to accompany and follow Him for the procession in the seven Goswami temples. That will be our deep dedication and sincere attachment to the founder Acharya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 13th chapter, entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. And we are discussing verse number 31 and 32 today. So those who are coming every day and conversant with the continuity of the pastime, Krishna is 4 years old. He started herding the calves with the cowherd boys. Every day they were only going from morning till afternoon to take care of the calves, and by afternoon they come back and take lunch at home. But one day they decided, today we will take lunch in a forest and have a picnic. So everybody came prepared with the lunch box, with their calves, and they were playing very jubilantly in the forest. And all of a sudden the brother of Putana and Bakasur, the son, there's a sinful demon, Aghasur. Agha means sin, Asur means demon. If he introduced to somebody, he will say, my dear sir, I am sinful demon, Aghasur. So he came there, and coward boys was actually mesmerized by the huge body of this Aghasur, and they thought it's a beautiful cave and they wanted to go in. They looked behind. They say, anyway, if it is something dangerous, our Krishna is there, why should we worry? So they have this confidence and they entered into the mouth. And Agha was waiting for that. As soon as they enter in, Krishna was, oh, see, my friends are going inside. I must protect them. This is the real friendship, protecting the friend from the sinful activity. This only Krishna has done. He said, I will go inside myself. And Agha was waiting. Krishna entered inside. He choked his throat. And he got all the coward boys back and he looked at them with a nectarian glance, and all they came back to life as if they have just awakened from the sleep. But ask the very wonderful and astounding thing was that the soul of the Aghasur entered in the lotus feet of Krishna, and that was so surprising that Yamaraj became unconscious. My God, so sinful person is delivered. And there was a big sort of procession and all, everywhere, oh, wonderful Krishna. Brahmaji thought, what is going on in a demigod's planet? Everybody is jubilant and happy. Let me go and see why they have not invited. And when he came and he saw, by that time, Krishna was sitting at the bank of Mother Yamuna, in the center, surrounded by the small boys, then little equal age boys, and then little older boys. Krishna's boyfriends of three ages, smaller than Krishna, equal to Krishna, and little elder than Krishna. And everybody opened their tiffin, and everybody was tasting his food and then offering to Krishna. Please, my mother has made so nice, sweet. This is, Krishna is wonderful. You just taste and you will never forget this. And Brahmaji came over his carrier of the swan and watching, my God, we are offering with Vedic mantra the oblation and he never came to accept. And now he is eating with these coward boys and snatching from each of and every mouth. My God, what is this? Is this Supreme Lord we are worshipping? And Krishna was thinking, everybody in Braj is calling me butter thief. I am Makhan Chor, well known. My name is very famous as a Makhan Chor. Today I must do some pastime. That the great learned scholar of Veda, Brahma, the original father of the whole creation, is going to be a thief, then I will be smaller thief as compared to the Brahma. He will steal. I am only stealing the butter, and he will steal the calves and coward boys. So he will be bigger, he will be the biggest thief. Krishna has this mood. So Brahma wanted to know the more wonderful pastime of Krishna. He wanted to know the more wonderful pastime of Krishna. And for that reason, he allured the calves deep into the forest, and then he abducted those calves. And coward boys were very, in a very happy mood, enjoying picnic with Krishna, and everybody was looking at the lotus face of Krishna. But all of a sudden, they shifted their gaze from Krishna to the calf. Bas. Do drishti hati durghatna ghati. If you change your focus from Krishna and look somewhere else, trouble is waiting you. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. This is a rule. So they were looking for the cow. Oh Krishna, our calves are gone. Krishna said, don't worry, you enjoy your lunch. I am going to bring the calves back. That is the leader. Leader is one who takes responsibility and himself. It's not that you sit in a room and send somebody else to do the things. No, Krishna is not that type of leader. He said, I am going to look. And Krishna was wandering in the forest. That's, oh, where are calves gone? Then Krishna realized, okay, where are the calves? Krishna himself, by his own yoga maya, because Leela Shakti wanted to happen this, and this is the day Balaram was not present. Because Balaram has a birthday, and mother asked Balaram to stay back because we will have some ceremony at home. All right. Only when Krishna has a pastime with snake, Balaram will not be present there. Otherwise, the pastime will not happen. So Aghasura is a snake, so Balaram must not be there. Otherwise, snake will run away by seeing the sage. And Balaram was also, afterwards, after this pastime, smiling Krishna. He said, Krishna, why you are playing with these insignificant snakes? I am the king of this. Why don't you play with me? I am the sage. Why you are playing with these insignificant But somehow, Krishna came and saw there are no coward boys there. Then he thought, oh, it is Brahma's business. Vidhi has done this. All right. Now he wants to see my pastime. Since he is a creator, secondary creator, if I have to actually show him my super excellence, then I must create something. And that should be extraordinary that he can never imagine. So if you want to compete, you compete in a profession in which somebody is expert. So Brahma is the best expert in creation. But when Brahma created, when he gave the soul, when he gave the past, the whole karma of the soul, and all the ingredients to create the body, the three things he is being supplied. Brahmaji has a huge computer, and he put a soul inside, then he put the karma of that soul, and then there comes, oh, he was a very nice, charitable, very good person. Oh, Brahma says he should be demigod. He just pressed D, and then he put the 24 element inside, and the demigod comes out. He has nothing to do, because he has got everything. He put somebody else inside, a jeev, his karma. This is nonsense, useless, never was doing any good thing. He's not better than an ass. So S, the donkey will come out. So Brahma has nothing to do. He simply reassembled things. But Krishna created all the coward boys and the calves and the stick and all the cloths and paraphernalia, everything by expanding himself. Without soul, without karma, without the material for the body. This was an extraordinary creation of Krishna. Now what we are going to read today, almost 1 year is over on earthly pastime. Krishna is now growing about 5 years old. 1 year has passed. Krishna is the all coward boys. Krishna is all the calves. But what happened now? By the time the cows has given the birth to the new calves. So the calves which Krishna is the older calves. The new calves are already cows has given birth. Balaram was also by Krishna's Leela Shakti not knowing. And Krishna never told this to Balaram because Balaram never asked. And Krishna also wanted, if Balaram knew this pastime, then he will feel separation from Sri Dhamma and other friends, which are his also, coward boys. So this was even secret and confidential. Balaram was not knowing who are the cows and coward boys. Why this pastime has so many wonderful Krishna's pastime included in this? All the mothers of the bridge wanted Krishna as their son sitting on the lap, and they can breastfeed Krishna. Only Yashoda had that opportunity. So everybody wanted that. So Krishna gave this opportunity to all the elderly gopis of the bridge. Now their sons are none other than Krishna. And they were they were very, to their full satisfaction, breastfeeding and caring for the Krishna as their son. And all the cows was also thinking when Krishna will relish our milk. And now all the cows are nothing but Krishna himself. And oftentimes you are hearing the Sandalya Rishi announce that who will marry his daughter to cowherd boys in this year, all they will having a very mangalik or very auspicious whole life. So all the girls of the bridge were married to the cowherd boys. They were, who were the cowherd boys? Krishna, nobody else. So all were married to Krishna actually. So these are the many wonderful insight of the pastime. Now Krishna is, Balram is with Krishna. They are herding the cows. And the cow, and the big elderly cowherd men, they are herding the cows. And the cows are on the top of the Govardhan Hill. And the calves are at the base of the Govardhan Hill. Now in this scene, what happened? The cows seeing the old calves, 1 year old calf, when they have the new calf at home. But they were attracted to all old calves and they were running as if they are going to lick and even, you know, let's say swallow the calves with a love and affection. And the cowherd men could not stop them. And they become angry. So these are the two verses which we are going to just read in a moment. What you can see now, Govardhan, the cows and the cowherd men herding cow at the Govardhan. Krishna Balaram and the cowherd boys at the base of the Govardhan, herding the calves. Cows has seen the calves down and they were running towards calf. And the cowherd men could not stop them with all their effort. There is the verse now. Sametya gavo adho vatsan vatasya vatasyo api apayan ghilantaya eva changani lihantyah saudha sampaya. Sametaya, assembling. Gavaha, all the cows. Adaha, down at the foot of Govardhan Hill. Vatsan, all their calves. Vatsa vatsya vatyaha, as if new cow had been born from them. Api, even though new calves were present. Apayan, apayayan, fed them. Gilantayaha, swallowing them. Eva, as if. Cha, also. Angani, their bodies. Lihantyaha, licking as they do when newborn calves are present. Swaodhasam, payaha, their own milk flowing from the milk bags. Srila Prabhupada's translation, the cows had given birth to new calves. But while coming down from the Govardhan Hill, cows, because of increased affection for older calves, allowed the older calves to drink milk from their milk bags and then began licking the calves. Sorry, then licking the calves' bodies in anxiety. as if wanting to swallow them. The next verse, Gopas tada randhananya randhanayasa rodhanayasa maughayaha lajauro manayona. Duragdhava krichato abhyaitaya. Govatsai dadrishyo sutan. Gopas, the cowherd men. Tata rodhana ayasa. Of their attempt to stop the cows from going to their calves, maughya, on account of frustration, lajja, being ashamed, urmanyona, and at the same time becoming very angry. Durga Odha Krichataha. Although they passed the very rough way with great difficulty, Abhyetya, after reaching there, Govatsai, along with calves, Dadrishoho, Sa, Sutan, their respective sons. Srila Prabhupada translates, the coward men, having been unable to check the cows from going to their calves, felt simultaneously ashamed and angry. They crossed the rough road with great difficulty. But then they came down and saw their own sons. They were overwhelmed by great affection. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone has increasing in affection for Krishna. When the cowherd men coming down from the hills saw their own sons, who were no one else than Krishna, their affection increased. Om Agyanti Mrandasya Gyananjan Shlakaya Chakshur Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Hare Krishna. So, normally there is a time of milking the cows. So, if the cows allow the calves to drink milk from their milk bags before the time of milking, cowherd men will not allow. So this was something happening which was not normal. So they wanted to stop the cows, not to go there. But because the calves were Krishna, Krishna in the form of calf was so attractive to them, the cowherd was not able to stop the cows, and cows reached to the calves. And they were feeding the, not only milk, the licking the cows, if they are just born. So one thing we see, Krishna is now yovan always. It's not Krishna never become old. Even if he's a 1 year old calf, but he is still young. So Krishna is now yovan. Krishna is Kishore. So attachment to Krishna, what Srila Prabhupada's only three line purport says, attachment to Krishna. But what is Krishna? The one word Krishna in bhakti, when we say bhakti, anya bilashita sunyam gurumka gunakara, anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavartam anukulye na krishnano shilanam bhaktir. Krishna Anushilanam Bhaktir Uttama. What is the definition of Krishna here? What Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, and Srila Rupa Goswami explained what is Krishna. He says Krishna means Krishna and all his incarnations. Krishna means Krishna and all his pure devotees and his spiritual master. Krishna includes everything. And Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna means everything. Nothing is, if anything which is not connected with Krishna, that is Maya. But Krishna is more pleased when we serve the pure devotee of Krishna. Krishna tells Arjuna, those who say, I am the devotee of Krishna, I don't know him. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is really my devotee. So Krishna means everything connected with Krishna, every expansion of Krishna. So today is the day for accompanying Srila Prabhupada on a procession to Seven Goswami Temple. On the day Srila Prabhupada ended his earthly pastime, in Srimad Bhagavatam, other day I was teaching something that Yadu dynasty of Krishna, they fought among themselves and relinquished their bodies. So the purport says the bodies of the transcendental associate of Krishna are not material. This is like a magician. Magician can make this disappear from there and then it can appear here also. So the disappearance of the body of the associate of Krishna is not actually disappearance. Therefore, we are celebrating every year Srila Prabhupada disappearance day, but Prabhupada is more appearing in the lives of the devotees every year. So celebrating the disappearance of Krishna is actually disappearance of Srila Prabhupada is appearance of Srila Prabhupada in the life of the disciples, which is going to be for 10,000 years. He is always present. Prabhupada is always present. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was asked this question, can we get the blessing of the previous acharyas? Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, yes, they are always present. Our dear Dinbandhu Prabhu used to tell one story that one of Srila Prabhupada's disciple was asked once to cook for him halwa. But he thought the wheat germ is better than the suji to make halwa or flour to make halwa. So he made the halwa with what? Wheat germ. We don't know what is wheat germ. So when halwa was ready, he brought in front of Prabhupada after offering. Prabhupada said, what is this? Is this halwa? Halwa is only made with the suji. What is called suji? Suji. Some flour. Take it. He was crying, my Lord, my God, I made a wonderful halwa with a wheat germ and my spiritual master did not accept. So he went and he was sitting at the feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj on his asana and was crying, I wanted to please your disciple, your dear disciple. I made with all love and affection, I offered, and he's not accepting. I have done some offense. He was crying and then Prabhupada called him, bring halwa. And then Prabhupada started eating and he finished all the halwa. Then that devotee who made the halwa, he said, like grandfather is more affectionate to the grandchild than the father. Grandfather is more affectionate to the child or grandchild than the father to his own child. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was more affectionate to the devotee that Prabhupada accepted the prasad made by him. So Acharya says, Srila Prabhupada is here. His disappearance is simply a physical phenomena. But spiritually he is here. Every day we offer Guru Puja to Prabhupada. So where is his disappearance? Our response, and when Prabhupada physically departed from here, all the Goswami temples, pujaris, they were requesting, bring the, you know, when the sannyasi leave body, they put the body in a palanquin. That palanquin is a viman coming from the spiritual world. This signifies the viman has, it's called Vaikuntha Vimana, the name of that palanquin which is made for taking the body of a sannyasi is called Vaikuntha Vimana. So it means they are going back to Godhead. But those who are going to back to Godhead, then the all Goswami says, please bring the procession of the most dear devotee of Vrindavan. Actually, this Vrindavan is flourishing after Krishna Balaram was mandra, temple was established by Prabhupada. Before that, Vrindavan was some village. Now this has become like a big city, something like that. So the all Goswami's temple pujaris, they came and begged that Prabhupada, please bring the Prabhupada to have darshan of all the deities of the Goswamis. This was the deep love and affection of the whole Vrindavan for Srila Prabhupada. So today, following in the parampara means of Prabhupada's going to the seven temples, Srila Prabhupada after the Guru Puja and darshan will continue for seven Goswami temple pilgrimage. Our love and dedication to Srila Prabhupada, to get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his followers and Krishna, very enthusiastically, we should follow Prabhupada with a big kirtan through the streets of Vrindavan to all the Goswami's temple. That is needed today. There is a crowd, uncontrollable crowd at the Prasad Hall every day I see from my room. If I see the uncontrollable crowd going with Prabhupada, then I believe that you are here to serve Prabhupada in Vrindavan and you will get Krishna Prem, there is no doubt about it. Don't miss this opportunity. Well, those who were dancing with Prabhupada, Prabhupada's own disciples now have become old, they may not be able to walk. But this is your responsibility now. Get out from here with Prabhupada. Nobody should stay except those who are needed here. Everybody must go. People in Vrindavan see that Prabhupada has come with his followers. I am seeing for many years most devotees are somehow in a comfort zone. They are not going. Go with Prabhupada to the seven Goswami's temple and your life will change. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Premanande.